From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Boko Haram militants have again attacked the Nigerian city of Maiduguri, which is slated to be the new base of operations aimed at crushing the group. Reports from the city say fighters used rocket-propelled grenades in Tuesday's attack, but were unable to advance beyond the city limits. Later, a suicide bomber attacked a cattle market in Maiduguri. Initial reports said up to 20 people died in the explosion. The U.S. Embassy in Burundi says it continues to urge President Pierre Nkurunziza to abandon his attempt to run for a third term in office. The U.S. Embassy in Bujumbura says Mr. Nkurunziza's plans violate the agreement that ended years of violence in Burundi and endanger the country's hard-earned stability. The U.S. Senate is holding a series of votes today to reform and restart the bulk collection of Americans' telephone records. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
The USA Freedom Act mandates the storage of phone logs by telecommunications companies rather than the National Security Agency. The Senate's Republican leadership wants to amend the bill to give it more startup time and secure assurances that, once in place, it works as intended. But any changes could torpedo the bill, seen as the last best chance to preserve what the Obama administration sees as vital national security programs. The House of Representatives overwhelmingly approved the USA Freedom Act last month, and key members say an amended bill would not pass the chamber. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
You can listen to more details on this story 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Paris police evacuated hundreds of migrants Tuesday from a makeshift tent camp near a major train station and tourist area, then bulldozed their leftover debris from a patch of pavement that had become a symbol of Europe's migrant crisis. The migrants, mostly from East Africa, took agonizing journeys to reach the French capital, but have found themselves in legal limbo with little prospects for asylum or jobs. Anger at their presence and concerns about health issues have mounted among the locals. Thailand has issued an arrest warrant for a senior military officer suspected of being involved in the human trafficking of migrants from Myanmar and Bangladesh. Lieutenant General Manas Kongpan is the highest-ranking official yet to be implicated during the Thai government's crackdown on the vast people-smuggling network. The 58-year-old has been charged with human trafficking, detaining victims of human trafficking, holding victims of trafficking for ransom, all of this according to the Bangkok Post. Top officials from France, Iraq, and the United States say they are confident about the anti-Islamic State coalition in Iraq, but they also stress there is a need for more equipment and training to bolster the offensive. Speaking in Paris during a multilateral ministerial meeting Tuesday, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said the coalition has made real gains in Iraq, but he also acknowledged setbacks on the battlefield.
We had a very good discussion today, a candid discussion that was honest about the gains that we've made, as well as the setbacks that we've incurred.
Standing with the Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and the French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius at a news conference, Blinken focused the conversation on Iraq while also briefly mentioning the need for political stability in Syria. Rescue crews in central China continued Tuesday searching for survivors after a passenger ship carrying 450 people sank during a storm in the Yangtze River. The Xinhua News Agency says only 15 people have been rescued and 5 bodies recovered so far. Many of the passengers are believed trapped inside. This distraught relative, like so many others, are waiting anxiously to hear news about their loved ones and have demanded answers on the seemingly slow pace of the rescue effort. The cause of that accident is not clear. Police in Afghanistan said Tuesday unknown gunmen have shot dead at least 9 employees of an aid agency. A female worker is among those killed in the overnight attack that took place in the Balkh province. The victims were from the non-governmental organization People in Need, which is said to be working in the agriculture sector. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.